What if our money loses value?
Abraham, in the past, our money was primarily coins, metal that had a value in and of itself. Like the $20 gold piece, the gold itself was worth $20, and the silver and the silver dollar had value. And so it seems simple to understand the value of the coin. But now, our money in and of itself has no actual value. In other words, the paper and coins are essentially valueless. I've always appreciated the convenience of money as a way of exchanging goods and talents rather than trading, let's say, a chicken for a container of milk or for a basket of potatoes. But now, our money is being artificially devalued, and it's becoming increasingly difficult to really understand the value of a dollar. In other words, it reminds me of my own searching for my own value, like how much is my talent worth, or how much should I ask for in exchange for the time and energy that I put forth. But now I'm learning from you that we don't have to consider our value in that way. We only have to consider what it is we want and then to allow it in. I'm aware that many people are feeling insecure about their financial future because they feel they don't have control over what may happen to the value of the dollar, because it's typically just a handful of people who seem to control or manipulate that. Many worry that there's going to be more inflation or even another depression. I'd like people to understand what you've been teaching us about the law of attraction so that they won't be concerned with things that are outside their control, like the value of the dollar.
You've hit upon something very essential here regarding the subject of money. Because you're right, many of you are recognizing that the dollars today just are not worth what they were at one time. But that's another position of lack you very often stand firmly upon that keeps you from attracting the abundance that is yours. We'd like you to understand that the dollar and its assigned value is really not as important to your experience as you're believing. And that if you could put your attention upon what you're wanting in terms of being and then having and then doing, that all of the money or other means for bringing about what you want could then flow easily and much more effortlessly into your experience. We keep coming back to the same terminology. From your place of lack, you cannot attract its opposite. And so it really is a matter of adjusting your thinking so that your thinking harmonizes with what feels good to you. Every thought that you think vibrates, and it's by virtue of having that vibrating thought that you attract. When you think a thought of lack, that thought's vibrating at a place that is so alien to that which your inner being knows to be that your inner being cannot resonate with you at all. And the resulting feeling within you is one of negative emotion. When you think a thought of upliftment or abundance or well-being, those thoughts do harmonize with what your inner being knows to be. And under those conditions, you're filled with a feeling of positive emotion. You can trust that the way you feel is the indicator about which side of the subject that you're on. Whether it's the subject of money or lack of it, or health or lack of it, or a relationship or lack of it, always when you feel good, you're in the place of attracting what you are wanting.